Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. In case you were wondering, that was the introduction to a great Moody Blues song from my day back in the 60s. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and this is our final segment. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com or tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can also listen or download any of my shows, as well as read all of my columns and blogs at my website, bruceallen.com. We are at 2,999 members of my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Who is going to put us to 3,000 and over? I hope it will be one of you. Just go to Facebook and look up A Dad's Point of View, the page, and you hit the little button that says like, and you will make me like you very much if you do that right now. Tune in next week when our topic will be, and I think this is a doozy, do parents live vicariously through their children? I know a lot of the current generation of parents do, and that is the subject of my column next week and will be the subject of our show. Today, however, we talked about honesty, and I want to review a few of the points that we covered or that I didn't actually have time to get to. When did honesty go away? When did we start needing lawyers for every agreement we made, whether personal or business? In fact, I'm just going to ask a bunch of questions. Do you hold your kids accountable when they don't tell the truth? Do they actually get punished or do they get away with it? Do you hold yourself accountable? What about your spouse? If you say you're going to get back to someone, do you mean it? Do you follow through? Does it mean anything to you in this technological age? Do you have any expectations that people are actually going to do what they say they're going to do? I've started lowering my expectations because I get disappointed too much. I don't think that's a good thing. When did people get afraid to just say no if they don't want to make a deal with you or they can't make a lunch date instead of putting it off or delaying it when they know they don't want to do it? When did that start happening? Why do people think it's okay not to respond to emails? If you sent a postal letter, they'd respond. And why do they think it's okay not to respond with an RSVP to a party invitation? Happens more and more. What is so different about modern technology and the new methods of communication that people will ignore them in ways that they never used to? I've actually totally changed how I use email now because I so much don't expect people to respond. And I don't like that, but I don't like the indifference or the complete disdain that I sometimes get by people saying, oh, don't bother me with sending me that joke. Well, I sent the joke because I thought you'd like it. And it doesn't seem that difficult a thing to read or just delete. As I often say, our children will be living with different standards than I did when they enter the business world, as well as how they will conduct their personal lives, and I'm not sure it's for the best. We are coming to the end of another show, and I just want to remind you, we are still looking for one more sponsor, and what better way to reach your audience of parents and concerned families with kids than to sponsor A Dad's Point of View, where you're going to find both men and women listening. I want to thank our team of sponsors, Shelley Stereo, North Pier Fiduciary Management, the Wright Center for Orthodontics, and our new sponsor, my new website, BoomerTechTalk.com. You can follow us on Twitter at BoomerTechTalk. It's kind of cool, and my son Aaron has created a comic strip, which is called It's a Tech World After All, and I am so proud of what this 14-year-old has done, I can't tell you. So please go, if only to see the work of this young man. Questions of any nature, as always, are welcome and encouraged. You can write or call at bruce@bruceallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, who is on vacationing, visiting his granddaughter. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, Les. And third, the man who makes me look good on the video feed. Thank you, Dylan Haley. our behind-the-scenes technical genius. And, of course, I want to thank the Santa Barbara Press for giving me this great opportunity to make a fool of myself. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.